इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
हाय एंड वेलकम बैक टू मेड इन इंडिया हियर ऑन इतिहास। इन दिस सीजन वी यूजुअली डिस्कस प्रोडक्ट्स, ब्रांड्स, कल्चर, कॉन्सेप्ट्स व्हिच आर मेड इन इंडिया मच बिफोर मेक इन इंडिया बिकेम वेरी फैशनेबल। एंड टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट अ ब्रांड मेड इन इंडिया सिंस अ लॉन्ग लॉन्ग टाइम एंड इट इंट्रोड्यूसेस फेयर अमाउंट ऑफ नॉस्टैल्जिया। दैट ब्रांड इज strongly associated with most of our childhoods. That brand is usually the very first biscuit that we have had as a kid. And that brand is something that has accompanied us all through these years, well into our adulthood. And we still have a very close emotional connect with that brand. I'm of course talking about the biscuit Parle G. And to talk about this brand, a bit of stories, a bit of history, a bit of insights, I have with me today Dr. Nilesh Gokhale. Nilesh himself is a brand consultant. Nilesh, welcome to Itihas. It's a privilege to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you, Sneha.
We want to know how exactly this whole Parle G as a biscuit evolved. You usually know it as a glucose biscuit.
Right, absolutely.
So what is with the name Parle G? Where did it begin?
The start is absolutely fascinating. So this actually is a brand that started in the British rule. So in 1928, Mr. Mohanlal Dayal, he started and established the Parle company. And it was in 1938, which happens to be birth year of Parle G.
Okay.
Parle G, of course, is a rechristened name.
Okay.
The first name it started with was Parle Gluco.
Right.
And they wanted to indicate that it has glucose. So that's why it was kept simple as
G.
Gluco.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, this Gluco turned into a G.
Okay.
And it took them sweet 52 years to do that.
Okay.
Because by the time it came to 1980s, the competition has had caught up.
Yeah.
And everybody started giving glucose biscuits.
Right.
So they just wanted to abbreviate it to G, indicating that it's a Parle product, which is glucose.
Oh.
So that Parle G came so that it gets distinguished from the other brands.
Right.
Because then competing brands had also started indicating glucose in their terminologies.
Right, right.
So that's how, in fact, I would say this was the first conscious effort on the part of the brand to get a distinct brand identity.
Right.
Then in 1982, they had their first ever television commercial.
Okay.
Wherein Dadaji and his grandchildren showcased.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the famous tagline, Swad Bhare Shakti Bhare. Parle G. That's how,
right.
That's how it went. And Everest was the creative firm behind
it. Okay.
Right. So from 1982 and then started era of LPG and you had a lot of comic characters that came up. The Indian first so-called Indian superhero Shaktiman.
Right.
So it was in 1998 that glucose Parle G got associated with Shaktiman.
Okay.
And interestingly, Shaktiman remains to be the first ever celebrity endorser for Parle G.
Oh.
Barring Shaktiman, Parle G has not been endorsed by anyone.
Anyone, right.
And that point of time, Parle G did not go for any of the leading Bollywood personalities to get endorsed.
Right.
Because they wanted the brand to be still related to children. And of course, a brand that was more to do with glucose.
Right.
Glucose, energy, children. So that was the clear linkage.
Yeah, so energy, Shakti, Shaktiman.
Shakti, absolutely. Right. And Shaktiman. So it was an absolute fit. 2001 was a period wherein they changed their iconic packaging.
Mm-hmm.
If you recall, of course, well, in our childhood, it used to be a yellow strip packet and people would still recognize that.
Yes.
So they retained that design. But earlier, wax paper was there. Mm-hmm. That got replaced with a BOPP, which is a polymer material.
Okay.
Designing remained intact. And then 2011, it became world's largest selling biscuit, according to a Nielsen report.
What is the number that we are looking at when you say the world's largest biscuit, selling biscuit?
Right. So India is, in fact, let me know before going to that, let me give you a figure. India is world's largest consuming nation of biscuits.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, for a moment when I was reading through it, I thought it would be China. But I think somewhere we have surpassed China
yes.
for that, right? So we consume more biscuits than China. And of the entire biscuit category in India, which is about 25,000 crore, so all biscuits included, cookies and premium biscuits, Parle G as a brand alone commands 20%,
wow.
which is a staggering figure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's huge by all means.
Yes.
And if you just look at the strength of this brand to the contribution, its contribution to the Parle group, that remains to be some 34% of the total revenue.
Okay.
At one point of time, it contributed to some 65% of the revenue. So it's not that the brand has not delivered because you might feel the figures have come down.
Yes.
It's because the Parle group has expanded into multiple products.
Right.
That we will, of course, speak
Correct.
Later.
Correct. Parle G, like I said, it introduces a fair amount of nostalgia, and that is something that we have always associated with our childhood.
Absolutely.
You, for example, whenever I think of the Parle Ji biscuit, I always picture myself as a kid, as a school-going kid, having a pack of Parle Ji and a glass of milk as sure. my evening snack. Similarly, I'm sure that there are a lot of people who have a cup of tea and their Parle Ji snack, especially Hostelites, as you were saying some time ago.
Absolutely.
So that brand is very firmly associated with some sort of childhood or growing up memories.
Very true.
Now, apart from that, how is it as a brand?
If you just look at Parle Ji and try to decode it, in fact, not only Parle Ji, but biscuit as a category, it was started way back in 1928. And relevance or meaning of biscuit to Indian household has changed from only a kid consumption product to a family consumption
right.
product. Of course, I remember there was a time wherein biscuits in the house were primarily for kids.
Yes.
And then we came to a point and we evolved as consumers, as economy, and wherein biscuit became household consumption. So that is where Parle Ji was also smart enough to realize that it cannot be just the kids product. It has to move away from it.
Correct.
And then they said Parle Ji, that G now then stood for genius.
Right.
Right.
That's a very latest thing. Yeah, G money,
right,
genius.
Right. Yeah. So the appeal still remains the same because glucose is, as you said sometime back, glucose is linked with energy, energy with growth. So growth looking perspective of Indian parents, which is more of actually aspirational in nature,
right.
that still stays.
Right.
So if you carefully look at Parle Ji, not only it's like growth orientation with regards to kids, but Parle Ji has stood to be a glucose biscuit for masses.
Right.
And that's something surprising because usually when we apply C.K. Prahlad's bottom of the pyramid concept, we are speaking about low value, affordability based brands. But this is a brand that, number one, astonishingly cuts across the entire pyramid.
Absolutely.
So the pyramid I'm referring to is the income pyramid.
Right.
And it's for everyone, one. And two, it cuts across the age groups also.
Correct.
So maybe your memories with Parle Ji were about your childhood. My memories were in my hostel days. You know, even now when I go home and if I'm hungry, the first thing I look for is a quick bite of Parle Ji.
Correct.
Till the other things. So in fact, I would go to the exit out saying that Parle Ji comes first, then comes the Maggi.
Yes. Because that is easily accessible.
Absolutely. And the way this brand has beautifully done it is because you're asking about positioning, we're discussing positioning. Yeah. Number one, it is a very heavily value for money based brand. If you look at Parle Ji over the years, affordability across all the age groups, one, and the income groups is what they have stuck to. They have never moved away from their glucose based positioning. So Parle Ji never played with composition of the product. There is, of course, a considerable competition. Britannia tried very hard through Tiger. And by the time Parle Ji was royally retaining its market share, Britannia could not just break it. To some extent, they were successful, but very little. Parle Ji launched just about 2 variants till date. And Britannia's Tiger has already launched 11 variants.
Okay.
But still, Parle Ji remains to be the big daddy of the business.
Right.
So, it was, I think, Parle Chota Bheem, the latest one that came. And before that, Parle Gold.
Okay.
So, Gold was slightly a premium variant. It can't be even called as premium. But with the classic Parle Ji compared to that, it was a premium variant.
Right, right.
And it has retained that positioning. So, they stuck to the affordability promise, one. And second is glucose.
Right. We always think of products which are, like you said, at the bottom of the pyramid as something that that are not very aspirational in nature.
Yeah.
And people generally don't want to associate with them as far as possible.
True.
Especially the higher middle class and the richer class will always look down upon such products.
Absolutely.
Now, such is not the case with Parle Ji.
Even
if you have a rich household, you'll still have a small dabba over there which has a stack of Parle Ji. So, what is it in Parle Ji that pulls masses and classes alike towards that biscuit?
So it is that promise of glucose which stays.
Yeah.
One. And two, if you look at that promise as a brand promise, they have not only kept it, but that promise gets bolstered and reinforced by their policy of not changing the brand elements. So sometime back I made a mention of brand packaging. Right? If I have consistent packaging over a period of years, the taste of the product doesn't change even a bit.
Correct.
Composition doesn't change. Positioning doesn't change. And most importantly, I don't go over the board.
Right.
Most of the brands which are vintage brands, Parle Ji is a vintage brand. For example, Lux.
Yeah.
Lux has stayed relevant to the markets, but they had to change their product composition, launching almost, 2 fragrances every year.
Yeah.
changing the celebrity endorsements and of course the marketing communication.
Which included Shah Rukh Khan at
yes,
one point.
Surprisingly,
in
the tub and leading ladies surrounding yes. him of the Bollywood. But Parle Ji has rarely done it. In fact, I have not seen off late many commercials of Parle Ji. Never has gone on board. Because of this, this brand has been able to successfully put itself yeah. as a staple food of India more than a brand of India.
Right.
In fact, that's why when we say that some brands are so strongly built that they get associated with the generic name of the product.
Right.
So Xerox photocopy, similar ways Parle Ji glucose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they have leveraged it. So
right.
they have not gone overboard. They have not launched extension. Mm. So they have ensured that there is no brand dilution that happens.
Right. They don't even have any changing brand ambassador.
Absolutely.
No, apart from that Shaktiman thing that you mentioned, they never had
it. And that was also till popularity of Shaktiman was around.
So the Parle girl is the only face associated.
There's
some myth associated with that,
right? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I was also surprisingly taken up by a story. And which said that a senior citizen from Nagpur, Neeru Deshpande, was that girl on the Parle pack in her childhood. And that was her photograph.
Okay.
Surprisingly enough, one of the dailies from Nagpur lapped up the story and made her a hero of Nagpur. And but finally, Parle spokesperson came on board and clearing the air that it was no living human being. But it was actually a sketch that was made by their agency, which was Everest.
Oh.
And it stayed. And why the girl, as we discussed, it started with a product for kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the girl was there. And right. why the girl still remained, even if it's a product for everyone, because that's how the brand gets identified with. So from a distance, you see a package, yellow, white strips with
yes.
a girl, it's Parle Ji.
Right.
In fact, that also makes it the world's most counterfeited brand.
Really?
Yes. It's maximum number. So imagine the losses they must have also suffered because of it. Those figures, of course, won't come out.
Right. But I think, as they say, imitation is the
yes.
best form of flattery.
Absolutely.
That goes with
that
Parle.
That goes with Parle. And just to add, Parle Ji, don't have figures about other brands because there are not many up on the platforms. But Parle Ji has a staggering penetration of 94% as far as distribution is concerned.
Wow.
So to me, this becomes India's most available FMCG brand and I'm sure it cuts across the categories as well.
I would agree to this because I remember very vividly that we had been, a couple of years ago, we had been in Ladakh. And there's this place called Pangong Lake over there. Very beautiful place. Very cut away from civilization. And you don't get a lot of food on the way.
All right.
So when we had halted by the roadside, all that we could get was black tea and Parle Ji.
Oh, so is that so?
13,000 feet from above the sea level, cut away from the civilization, in a roadside tapri, all that you can get is a black tea because there is no milk, but there is Parle Ji.
Oh, that's amazing. So, yes, very good established, trusted distribution network.
Mm.
And they have carried it very efficiently.
Mm.
So, 94% penetration is probably unthinkable for any of the
any
brands.
Brand, absolutely.
To an extent that some of the leading detergent brands of India, which are close to being vintage, have not been able to achieve.
Parle Ji is a vintage biscuit of India. It has had a life of about 7 decades, slightly more than that.
Absolutely.
Where do you see it going now onwards?
Right. So now if you look at the changing needs and habit and of course the lifestyle of Indian consumers, there is huge rise in the income levels and typically it's all the action is happening in middle of the pyramid.
Mm.
And because the action happens at the middle of the pyramid, there is an upward stretch that any which is goes up. Plus, never before Indians are getting very health conscious.
Mm-hmm.
So they are actually moving from maida-based snacks to other kind of snacks.
Right.
So if you just look at the way Parle is moving, Parle is getting into more healthy snacks.
Mm.
Though they have retained a vintage brand,
yeah.
their cash cow, which is Parle Ji,
yes.
is still there with them. And they are experimenting with pulses.
Right.
I love tracking this company because it is also the same group that gave one more vintage brand to India, which is of course not our discussion today. That's Thumbs Up.
I think Thumbs Up is another story,
yes.
worth another episode. So I think we'll take that up in
Absolutely.
One of the upcoming episodes. Thanks a lot, Nilesh, for coming on Itihas and talking about Parle as a brand. We'll love to have you once more talking
Absolutely.
About the story of Thumbs Up.
Sure.
Till then, stay tuned. Keep listening.
Indeed.